圣灵中的果子系列第二啊，喜乐与平安，这就是今天我为什么唱这个诗的原因。然后想请 Ben， 那他是从澳大利亚长大，他中文其实讲得很好，但是他今天要我翻译，所以啊。
Yeah. All right, it's good to be with everyone this morning. Oh, sorry, I'm used to saying this morning because in English we all say this morning. Good to be with everyone this evening.
Evening. 好，今天晚上很高兴与大家在这里。
So my name is Ben. So as Elder Lee said, I'm from Australia.
我的名字叫 Benjamin， 我是从澳大利亚来的。
So I have a wife. Her name is Ruth.
我有一个太太，她的名字叫做 Ruth。
So she can't be with us tonight because she's partying with Elder Lee's daughter.
Ruth 今天不能来，因为她跟我的女儿在另外一个 party。
So last year, I remember Elder Lee invited me to come and speak to the third service.
上次呢，李长老邀请我来一起来跟你们这里分享信息。
But I told Luke, I said no, because I don't want to speak Chinese.
但是我跟他讲说我不能讲中文，我中文不是很好。
So then, after all this time, Elder Lee asked me again.
所以这次我又邀请他了。
So this time, I said yes, I'll come, but you have to be my translator.
他说这次你一定要帮我翻译我才来。
So, you've had Pastor Luke and Pastor Alvin come share with you.
英文堂的 Luke 牧师跟 Alvin 牧师曾经来过第三堂。
So they saved the best to last.
他是我们英文堂最好的。OK，
这个你没有翻好。All right, so, but I feel like my Chinese is improving.
他的中文我的中文越来越好。
So especially after I've been watching this drama called Yangtze Palace.
因为我看了一部连续剧叫《延禧攻略》。
So I can only understand maybe 40%。
我可以大概知道里面剧情的 40%。
So I have to tell my wife, what are they talking about? What's happening?
所以我跟我太太讲，他们到底在讲什么？
Yeah, my wife is also ABC as well.
我的太太也是在澳大利亚长大的。
But her Chinese is much better.
但是 Ruth 的中文比我好多了。
So if you have your Bibles with me, could you please turn to Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23.
所以请大家打开你手上的圣经，在加拉太书的五章二十二到二十三节，或者投影片上也有。
So we invite Elder Lee to read once in Chinese.
圣灵所结的果子就是，一起来念：仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。加拉太书五章二十二、二十三节。
All right, let's pray.Father God, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We see how powerful it is.
我们可以知道它是有多么的有威力。
So Lord, may you at this time take away any distractions from our minds.
所以主啊，请你打开我们心中一切的这个奇怪的心思意念。
So we can come before you and worship you with our whole heart.
我们来到你的面前，可以全心的敬拜你。
So may your spirit be with Elder Lee as he helps translate.
求你的圣灵也与利长老同在，帮助他能够翻译。
So that all of us may experience the weight of your glory.
所以我们一同来经历你的荣耀。
So Lord, may your spirit come and meet with us tonight.
主啊，求你的圣灵就此刻与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. From a very young age, I've always seen my dad. He's very interested in growing fruit trees.
从我很年轻开始，很小开始，我的爸爸就对种果树非常的有兴趣。
He spends a lot of time in the garden, making sure that his fruit trees are growing.
他花了很多时间在花园里面，要照顾他的果树。
But with me, I hate gardening.
但是我非常讨厌这个做园艺的工作。
So I remember a long time ago.
我记得很久以前
my dad went on a mission trip to a small island called Vanuatu.
有一次我爸爸要去一个叫瓦努阿图的群岛宣教。
And this was a very dangerous place because they were known for their cyclones.
那个地方其实蛮危险，因为常常会有台风。
So he was going on a mission trip to minister to the Chinese people in Vanuatu.
所以他要跟中文堂的一些人一起去那个地方宣教。
So during the cyclone season.
在台风的季节。
So he said to me, he goes, Ben, I need to have a word with you.
所以他跟我讲说 ，Ben， 我有一些事要交代你。
So I was very nervous when I heard this.
我听到这种话我就很紧张。
So I went to his big office.
我去了他的大办公室。
So I was thinking to myself.
我自己在那边琢磨着。
What is my dad going to talk to me about?
我爸爸到底要跟我讲什么？
Maybe he's going to tell me where he hid the money at home.
也许他要告诉我他的钱藏在什么地方。
Or maybe he said that I can have the keys to the car.
或者是我可以拿到他的车钥匙。
So I came to the meeting very excited.
所以我满心期待的去他的 office.
And he looked at me that evening and he said, Ben.
所以他看着我说 ，Ben，
look after my fruit trees，
请你照顾我的果树。
And I'm thinking to myself, what？
Then 我就跟他讲说，你讲什么
？I was hoping for a red pocket or like your will。
我希望我能够拿到你的红包或是 will。
But you tell me to look after your fruit trees.
但是他告诉我你要去好好的照顾我的果树。
And he says to me, Ben, if you water my fruit trees, you will see fruit, and you will have to gather all the fruit.
Ben, 如果你定期的浇水，你应该会看到这个果树会结果的。然后你应该把所有的果子收藏起来。
And then he told me, you first have to give it to the elders of the church. You have to give it to the aunties. You have to give it to family friends.
所以你要把这个果子呢，首先要给教会的长老，然后再给 auntie， 再给他的朋友，再给我们教会其他的 member。
I was actually very disappointed that evening.
我那个晚上非常的失望。
I was hoping for something better.
我希望能够拿到更好的东西。
But now I have to help him with the garden, water the plants, and gather all the fruit, and then give it to all the people at church.
现在有好多的工作交在我的身上，要去浇水，要去采果，要去分果子。
Now you see, this story got me thinking a lot about the Christian life.
这个故事告诉了很多基督徒有关基督徒生命的事。
Because if we are Christians, if we call ourselves Christians, then we ought to bear fruit.
因为如果我们是基督徒的话，我们的生命应该是一个结果子的生命。
You know, I thought to myself, I grew up at church.
我是在教会长大的。
I thought I was a Christian.
我想我是基督徒。
Giving my tithes, going to a Friday night youth group.
我礼拜五晚上去这个教会的youth 的 group 的年轻人的小组。
But the problem that I had was that I wasn't bearing any fruit.
但我的问题就是我从不结任何的果子。
See, I called myself a Jesus follower, but in my life I didn't show patience, kindness, self-control.
我自称我是基督的跟随者，但是我在我身上从来没有看到什么节制啊、温柔啊、信实啊、良善这些事。
But if we are truly Jesus followers, then we ought to bear fruit.
如果我们真是基督徒门徒的话，我们应该要结果子。
But to be honest with you all this evening,
但是老实的跟大家说
，It's a constant battle between our flesh and our spirit.
这是一个持久的征战，在我们的灵里面跟我们的肉体上。
Because we are dominated by our old nature.
因为在我们身上，我们的老我这个非常的明显。
See, this 老我 is our pride.
老我就是指的。Old me 就是我自己的骄傲。
老我 is our selfishness.
Old nature is 我是自己的这个自我中心。
And it's totally opposite to the new life that Jesus has given us.
这个老我与这个耶稣所给我们的新生命是完全背道而驰的。
So I grew up at church.
我从小在教会长大。
And I'm a third generation pastor.
我其实是信三代。
So my grandpa was a teaching elder, my dad was a pastor, and now I am a minister.
我的祖父我的爸爸都是教会的牧师，现在我是一个祖父是长老，爸爸是牧师，我现在是个传道人。
And as I serve at church, I continue to see the things that go on. I start to fall back many times to my flesh.
我持续的在教会服侍，但是我现在有一些反思，我好像常常的回到我的肉体当中。
See, the longer I serve, the bigger my 老我 gets bigger, right?
我服侍的越久，我的老我的生命反而长得更大。
See, the longer we serve, often our 老我 gets bigger and bigger.
我们的生命好像并不会随着侍奉的越久，而老我会消失，反而越长越大。
The year I graduated from seminary was 2 years ago.
两年前我从神学院毕业的时候。
And I fell into this big temptation. I fell back into this 老我。
我越发的陷入这种随从肉体，不随从圣灵的这样的试探引诱当中。
I grew up in a big family.
我在一个很大的家庭里面长大的。
Because 我是客家人、right?
他是客家人，大家知道什么意思？
Big family.
是一个大家庭。
So, every family dinner, we would have cousins and many cousins gathered for dinner.
每次家庭的聚餐的时候，有很多表兄弟姐妹都会在一起。
And all my cousins, including my sister, they were all smarter than me.
我所有的表兄弟姐妹，包含我的妹妹的，
yeah.
都比我聪明。
They all had good grades and heading to good colleges.
他们学校的成绩都很好，他们都进了很好的大学。
So every family dinner, the conversation will be tailored towards our grades.
每一次的这个家庭聚餐，大家都在讲这些小孩的成绩怎么样。
But then I would try to change the conversation to jokes.
我总是想要转移话题到不同的地方去，到食物。
I remember one night.
有一次晚上
，all the cousins were gathered together.
所有的表兄弟都在一起的时候
，and the eldest cousin he said something.
我的这个大表哥说了一些事情。
He says, "Everyone listen."
他说，哎，大家请听。
Do you know why Ben is a favorite among all the aunties and uncles?
你知道为什么 Ben 是所有的这个叔叔婶婶里面大家最喜欢的一个小孩吗
？I said, "Of course."
我说当然喽。
Because I'm the cutest.
我是最可爱的。
I'm the funniest.
我是最有趣的。
And then my cousin said to me, "Goes no."
我的表哥说不是这样子的。
Because you are the most stupid.
因为你是最笨的。
You are the most stupid in our family.
你是我们整个家族里面你最呆的一个小孩。
I was shocked, and my wife was just laughing.
我简直是惊呆了，我的太太还在那边傻笑。
So I grew up in this environment where
在这样子的环境下成长。
All my cousins were smarter and better than me.
我所有的表兄弟姐妹都比我聪明。
But
但是
one day by the grace of God, he changed my life.
但是靠着神的恩典，有一天他改变了我的生命。
See, I was able to graduate from seminary.
我从神学院毕业了。
I started to serve at church.
我开始在教会里面服事。
I started to have a lot of different services.
我开始有不同的服事。
But what actually happened was this.
真正发生的是
As I started to be more popular.
我开始越来越受大家欢迎的时候
My 老我 got bigger.
我的老我也越发的长大。
I started to become arrogant.
我开始有一些骄傲。
Telling all my cousins, look at me now.
我告诉我所有的表兄弟，你看我现在。
You know, in the past I was stupid, but not anymore.
过去我也许很笨，但是我现在再也不笨了。
But it was Galatians 5:17 that reminded me.
是在加拉太书的5:17提醒了我。
It says this, that for the desires of the flesh against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do.
因为情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。这两个是彼此相敌的，使你们不能做你们所愿意做的。加拉太书5:17。
Dear friends, which life do you want to live?
朋友们，你们希望过哪一种生活呢
？This new creation
是新造的人呢
？Or this old self
还是一个老我的生命
？Today we're going to examine two aspects of the fruit of the Spirit.
今天我们要看圣灵中两个圣灵果子中的有关于两个的特性。
The first one is the Spirit brings joy.
第一个是圣灵中的喜乐。
And this spirit that brings joy is not through any superficial means, but the spirit that brings joy is through knowing God.
圣灵中的喜乐不是一种肤浅的表面的快乐的意思，而是一种真正认识神而带来的喜乐。
Why do I say this?
为什么我会这样说呢
？Because joy can only come from our Creator.
因为真正的喜乐只能从创造的主那边过来的。
Because throughout our lives, we've been searching for something greater than ourselves.
在我们的生命中，我们一直在寻找比我们更大的那一位。
And we've been longing, and our souls have this great void.
我们一直在寻找我们灵魂中所缺失的这一块。
So what happens is that we fill it with these temporary pleasures.
我们不断的在想要尝试一些把一些暂时的东西填补在我们灵魂空缺的那一块。
And we are in this constant pursuit of happiness.
我们不停的在寻找。这样所谓的快乐。
Maybe if I buy more things.
也许我买更多的东西。
Maybe if I change my wife.
也许我换一个老婆。
你可以说大声一点，师母不在。Maybe if I change this or buy a new car.
也许我换这个或买一个更大的车子。
So we jump from party to party, relationship to relationship.
我们从这个宴会跑到那个宴会，从这一段恋情跑到那一段恋情，换另外一段恋情。
Only to realize at the end that none of these things will bring us true joy.
经过这些才能够明白，这一切的事情都不能够满足我们心中的渴求，带给我们真正的喜乐。
You see, outwardly we may look happy.
也许从外面来看，我们看起来很快乐。
Right, new car, a promotion at work.
新车升职啦，加薪了。
New girlfriend.
新的女朋友咯。
But inwardly, we are still lacking any true joy.
但是在我们的内心深处，我们仍然缺乏这种持久的喜乐。
You see, dear friends, as humans, we have this black hole of discontentment in our hearts.
所以朋友们，知道吗？在我们的心中有一个永远没办法填满的黑洞。
Every morning we wake up, I need more, I need more, I need more.
每天早上你醒来的时候，这个黑洞就在跟你讲，我需要更多，我需要更多。
And we are in this constant pursuit of the American dream.
我们不停地持续寻找一个所谓的美国梦。
But true joy comes from knowing God.
但是真正的喜乐是从神那里来。
See, only God can satisfy the longings that we have in our hearts.
只有神能够满足我们心生命中真正的喜乐，满足。
Why? Because God created eternity in our hearts.
因为神在我们的内心深处放了一个东西叫做永远。
So therefore, our hearts become more complete when we know Jesus.
因此，当我们认识耶稣了之后，我们的心会更加的满足，更加的完整。
And this joy from knowing God,
这种认识神而带来的喜乐
should play out in the life of our church.
应该是发挥在我们的教会生活当中。
When we worship, when we sing.
当我们在教会的崇拜，当我们在唱赞美诗的时候
，When we gather in fellowship，
当我们在教会的在团契小组的时候
，We should have joy。
我们应该要有喜乐。
When we come to church，
当我们来教会的时候
，We should have joy。
我们应该脸上带着笑容。
You know, every Sunday morning I look at the youth。
每一次的礼拜天的早晨，我看到这些来教会的青少年
，No joy，
满脸都没有喜乐
，Just wake up。
只是刚刚醒过来。
They don't want to be here.
他们根本就不想来这里。
They just want to play basketball.
只想打篮球。
I said you should have joy.
我说你们应该要有喜乐啊。
A couple months ago, I went on a mission trip to Myanmar.
两个月之前，我有一趟宣教之旅到了缅甸。
I went with Pastor Kenneth.
我跟着吴牧师一起去的。
Now I didn't know what to expect because this was my first time at an overseas mission trip.
这是我第一次的海外宣教之旅，我并没有什么很大的期待要看到什么事情。
But the first night, I met a young girl.
第一天的晚上，我碰到一个十六岁的女孩。
And she was 16 years old.
她十六岁。
So I asked her, after the program, when are your parents going to come pick you up?
我问她，当这个节目结束的时候，你的父母什么时候要来接你
？And she said to me, "Well, I don't have any parents."
他告诉我说他没有父母。
You know, when I was 13, my mom passed away from cancer.
当我13岁的时候，我母亲死于癌症。
My dad, he's a drug addict, so he's in jail.
我的爸爸吸毒，他现在在关在监牢里面。
So she has two younger brothers that she needs to take care of.
我还有两个弟弟要照顾。
So I looked at her and I didn't know what to say.
我看着她，我不知道说什么才好。
What do you say to someone who has gone through so much in their life?
你能够对一个经历这样子的苦难的一个人，你能够说什么呢
？Especially someone of her age，
特别只有十六岁的一个女孩。
So I said, you know, you must have a very tough life.
我说你的人生一定是蛮艰难的。
But then she said to me this.
然后她回复我说
，She said, teacher.
她说老师
，If you have Jesus in your heart, your life will be very joyful.
当你认识了耶稣基督，他在你心里，你的心里面会充满了喜乐。
Why was this young lady able to say the things that she said?
为什么一个这么年轻的小女孩能够说这样子的话呢
？Because she came to a great spiritual understanding that only Jesus could satisfy her soul.
因为她经历了只有耶稣基督能够满足她灵魂里面的需要。
No car, no parents, no money.
没有车子，没有父母，也没有钱。
But she can have so much joy.
但是她可以有这么多的喜乐。
She had so much joy that she asked me this question.
她有这么多的喜乐，所以她问我了一个问题。
She says, "Teacher, are you depressed?"
她说老师，你是不是有忧郁症
？And I think I was because first time in a mission trip, there wasn't a good toilet.
因为这是我的第一个海外宣教之旅，根本连马桶都没有。
So, and every morning, Pastor Kenneth will give me a lesson.
每一天早上，吴牧师都要给我一个课程，一个私下的心理建设。
So I was very depressed.
我非常的沮丧。
So she asked me, "Why are you depressed?"
她说：“你为什么会沮丧呢
？”I think 哎，好像弄反了，应该是你有忧郁症。
So it looks like the opposite. She should be have the depression.
I live in America.
我是活在美国的。
Well, I have a car. I have a wife.
我有车子，我有太太。
I have parents. I have parents-in-law.
我还有岳父岳母，还有丈夫丈岳母娘丈母娘。
You have nothing.
他啥都没有。
But you have joy.
但是他有喜乐。
See, joy comes from knowing God.
所以喜乐是从认识神而来的。
Second, we are looking at peace.
第二个我们要来看的是和平。
See, the Spirit brings peace into our hearts.
圣灵把平安放到我们的心中。
Why? Because it makes us right with God, and therefore it makes us right with those around us.
为什么呢？因为这是透过在耶稣基督里面，让我们能够跟耶稣跟神和好。这样子平安也影响我们跟我们身旁边的人和好。
You see, we can't deny that we face many worries in our life.
我们无可否认的，在我们的生命中有很多的忧虑在我们生命中。
Our health, our safety.
我们担心我们的健康，我们的安全。
This morning, I received an email from Kaiser.
今天早上我收到 Kaiser 给我的一个 email.
A deadly flu.
有这个致死的食物。
I was like telling my wife, we must get a flu shot.
A flu, okay. 这个是流感，会致死的流感。我们现在要打这个流感疫苗。
See, we are always worrying.
我们总是在担心。
What about us living in the Bay Area?
在湾区的人生活的人，他们又担心什么呢
？Expenses are so high.
哇，这个花费是这么高。
I want to buy a house.
这个住房是，如果我想买房子的话。
I don't have enough money for this investment, for that investment.
我没有钱能够做这个投资，做那个投资。
What about paying my children's college fees?
那个学费，小孩子上大学的学费也是一个可观的花费。
You see, young people, like a lot of you are young people, what do we worry about?
我们这些年轻人又担心什么呢
？Our relationships with people.
我们跟别人的关系。
How we are perceived.
我们在别人的眼中是什么样的一个人
？School pressure, competition.
学校里面的压力，竞争的压力。
Well, that person is driving a better car.
这个人开的车比我好多了。
Or what college am I studying at?
我读的是什么样的一个学校
？Or that person has their visa, but I don't.
这个人已经拿到身份了，我还没有拿到。
See, and we worry every day. When will the U.S. government grant me this visa?
我每天都在担心什么时候美国政府才会批准我的申请，身份的申请。
See, adults, we worry about the future of our children.
这个大人呢，就担心孩子将来的出路跟这个他的未来是什么。
Will my son marry a good girl?
我的儿子会不会娶到一个好的女孩呢
？Will my future son or daughter-in-law be able to speak Chinese?
我未来的女婿或媳妇会不会讲中文呢
？Will they have high pay that pays 100K?
他们会不会他们的薪水好不好？能不能付到这个$100,000以上
？See, as humans, every day as we wake up, we are searching for peace.
这就是人我们每一天都在寻找心中的平安。
We don't want any illness.
我们不想要得到任何的疾病。
We don't want a car accident.
我们不希望有发生交通意外。
And we just want money coming into our bank.
我们只希望钱永远不觉得流到我们的银行账户里面。
Our family is doing well.
我们的家人一切平安。
Getting good grades at college.
在学校拿到好成绩。
But dear friends, it still cannot bring us true peace.
但是朋友们，就算你有这一些，你的心里还是不平安的。
One day I was talking to an Uber driver from Afghanistan.
有一天我在做 Uber 的时候，跟着这个司机聊天。
So I had this conversation with him.
我跟他有一个对话。
So I found out in Afghanistan he was working with the U.S. government.
他说他这个在阿富汗的时候呢，他是跟美国政府做生意。
He owned a security company that had over 200 employees.
他有一个保全公司，他雇了超过200个人。
And he told me in Afghanistan I was paid very well.
他告诉我在阿富汗他的薪水是很高的。
And he had a nice life.
他有一个很漂亮的太太。
Nice life.
You
好像立达脑袋想的师母太多了。He had a nice life.
他过了很好的日子。
I'm not sure whether he had a beautiful wife. Let's just say he had a beautiful wife. Right?
他有个很好的太太跟日子。
And I said, so why did you choose to come to United States?
那你为什么还要来美国呢
？Well, he said, I can have everything.
他说我可以有很多很多东西。
I can have money.
我可以有钱。
I can have company.
我可以有公司。
I can have the U.S. Army looking after me.
我可以有这个美国政府或军队来找我。
But I don't have true peace.
但是我心里面没有真正的平安。
You see, in the passage of John chapter 14, verse 25 to 27.
在约翰福音十四章二十五到二十七节告诉我们。
If you have your Bibles, I encourage you, let's read it. We'll invite elderly to read it in Chinese once.
我还与你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。约翰福音十四章二十五、二十七节。
See, Jesus is just about to leave his 12 disciples.
所以耶稣即将要离开，要留下他的十二使徒。
So, and he tells them that this peace I will leave with you.
所以他告诉这些门徒说，我留给你们的平安，我把我的平安赐给你们。
He goes, let not your hearts be troubled.
所以你的心里不要忧愁。
Don't be afraid.
不要胆怯。
This peace I give unto you.
这个我所赐给你们的平安。
You see, this peace is not escaping from the realities of life like sickness or cancer.
这个平安并不是说在你的生命中不会经历一些苦难。
Losing our job.
不会失业，不会得癌症。
See, this peace that Jesus gives is much more important and of greater value.
耶稣所赐给我们的平安有更高更大的价值。
Because what's scarier than things like cancer or losing your job?
因为那些可怕的事情好像癌症，好像失业，好像买不起房子。
And what's scarier than all these things is eternal separation from God himself.
比这些更可怕的是在永恒当中你永远的与神隔绝。
So Jesus comes along 2,000 years ago to usher in this true peace.
所以耶稣2000年前他来到这个世界上为我们带来心中的平安。
This true peace to reconcile us to God himself.
这个真正的平安让我们与神之间的关系恢复和好。
And this true peace can only come through the blood of Jesus.
这种真正的平安只能从耶稣所流的宝血而来。
And this peace lasts for eternity.
这个所谓的平安可以持久，一直持续到永恒。
Dear friends, this peace not only makes us right with God, but it makes us right with our brothers and sisters at church.
这样的平安不单只是让我们与神和好，也与我们教会中的弟兄姐妹和好。
Maybe there's someone that you don't like at church.
也许在教会中有一些人你并不是很喜欢。
Maybe you just think that person is just so ugly.
也许你觉得那人长得很丑。
Maybe that person just cannot sing.
也许这个人并不能，并不会唱歌。
That person always misunderstands me.
这人总是误解我。
But this peace that we get from God reconciles us with our brothers and sisters.
但是神所赐的平安能够使我们与人之间的关系恢复和好。
Growing up at church, I can tell you one thing.
我自幼在教会长大，我可以告诉你一件事。
There's many members of my dad's church that I just don't like.
在我父亲的教会里面有好多的会友我并不喜欢。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they gossip.
因为他们总是在背后议论人。
They hurt my parents.
他们重伤我的父母。
They talk about me.
他们也讲我。
And I couldn't forgive them.
我几乎不可以原谅他们。
My parents love you all these years and yet you gossip about their son.
我父母这么多年来不断的爱你们，你们竟然重伤他的儿子，这是难以忍受的。
But the turning point for me was when I realized.
但转捩点是当我了解了。
Though I was an enemy of God.
我是神的仇敌。
God came down and reached for me.
神来到世间为我而死。
Now I have peace with Him.
现在我跟他的关系恢复和好。
Shouldn't I have peace with my brothers and sisters?
难道我不应该跟我的弟兄姐妹也应该和好吗？
Yes, they do make mistakes.
也许是的，他们的确是犯了一些错。
Yes, they may look funny.
也许他们让我觉得很好笑。
长得很奇怪，不是很好笑。Maybe 他们长得很奇怪。
也许他们长得
很讨厌。
Yeah.
Right? 会 gossip.
他们很会在背后议论人。
But this peace that I get from God, I should make it right with them.
但是从神而来的平安应该让我能够跟他们和好。
So as I conclude,
所以我可以做一个结论。
The first point is that the Christian life needs to be desiring of the Spirit.
基督徒的生命应当顺从圣灵而不放纵肉体。
Second is the Spirit brings joy.
圣灵会带来喜乐。
Not through a better car, not through a better house, not through more money, but joy through knowing Jesus.
并不是从你有更好的房子、更好的车子、更美的太太，而是正是透过真正的认识神。
你又讲了太太，我说 life。你真的是好像很想慈母啊。The third point is spirit brings peace.
第三件事情是圣灵会带来平安。
This peace is not, you know, what Donald Trump always says, world peace.
就像川普总统讲的一样，他并不是像川普总统讲的一样世界的和平。
Right, America and North Korea will bring world peace.
美国跟北韩会带来世界的和平。
Every Miss Universe competition.
每一次的这个环球小姐的选举
，They always say, "I wish for world peace."
他们总是会说我希望有世界和平。
Dear friends, that's not true peace.
朋友们，那不是真正的平安。
True peace is being right with God.
真正的平安是跟神有一个正确的关系。
John chapter 16 verse 8.
约翰福音的十六章第八节。
I want to say that not only does the Spirit bring us joy and peace.Not only does the Spirit bring us joy and peace,
不是只有这个圣灵带来的这个喜乐跟平安
but the Spirit convicts us of our sin.
圣灵也会让我们认罪跟知罪
And when the Spirit came, He convicted us of our sin.
当圣灵来了以后，会叫我们自己责备自己
And it is only through the power of the Spirit that you and I are able to come humbly before Jesus.
透过圣灵的力量，我们对神或对耶稣能够有一个谦卑的心。
And once he does that in our lives,
当他在我们生命中做这样的工作的时候
，we start to have a new direction.
我们开始有一个新的方向。
We start to have new life, new creation.
我们开始有一个新的生活，有一个是一个新的再造。
The things that we found interesting in our past,
过去我们认为有趣的事情
，like drinking, partying,
比如说喝酒，比如说宴乐
，we start to see something different.
你会开始有一个不同的看法。
Hey, maybe let's play with our church friends.
也许让我更多花时间跟我教会的朋友一起。
No more drinking and partying.
不再有喝酒跟宴乐的事情。
Maybe come to church and play 三国杀。
也许在教会玩三国杀。
And have fellowship.
跟弟兄姐妹在一起有团契。
See, dear friends, 2,000 years ago.
2,000 年前。
Jesus came and ushered this true peace among us.
耶稣来到我们中间，把真正的平安带给我们。
God came to dwell among us in Jesus Christ.
神亲自下来住在我们中间。
And all your life, all that you've been searching for, the void in your soul is now fulfilled in Jesus.
你生命中一切的空虚，一切的空洞，都会被耶稣所填满。
Dear friends, for those of you who have not yet believed in Jesus,
朋友们，如果你们当中还有不认识主的。
I pray that the Spirit will convict you and humble you.
我为你祷告，希望圣灵能够让你认罪，也能够让你谦卑下来。
To confess that He is the only way.
去承认他是唯一的那一位。
That only through His blood.
只有透过主的宝血。
That is able to wipe away every sin of yours.
才能够洗清我们一切的罪。
Past, present, and future.
过去、现在跟未来。
And through knowing Jesus, we have true joy and a true peace.
因为只有真正认识耶稣基督，我们才会有真正的喜乐跟平安。
And dear friends, my sermon is a bit shorter.
我的讲道其实蛮短的。
This is what I call Australian style.
这是所谓的澳洲的这种特色的。
Short and sweet.
非常的简短。
And I don't like PowerPoints.
他不喜欢这个 PowerPoint.
No power and no point.
也既没有 power 也没有 point， 既没有力量也没有。论点
So I encourage you guys as you head off into your fellowship groups.
我鼓励你们，当你们等一下去团契的时候
，to really consider whether you have this true peace or true joy.
你真正的能够想一想，你心里面是不是有真正的喜乐跟平安
？Cast all your anxieties away.
能够把你一切的担忧挪走
，and come to Him.
能够来到神的面前
，because He's able to give you a peace that surpasses all understanding.
因为他可以给你带来 peace.Cause understanding, sorry.
A peace that surpasses all understanding.
Oh, 他的带来的喜乐是能够平安，是能够超越你的理性的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for this evening.
主啊，我们感谢你在这个晚上。
We thank you that through your word we're able to learn.
透过你的话语，我们能够学习。
The fruits of the Spirit and how you have told us to desire after the Spirit.
你透过这个学习这个圣灵的果子。
Father God, we pray that we have a true joy from our hearts.
真正的喜乐。
A true peace.
能够有真正的平安。
That others around us are able to see who this Jesus is.
能够透过我们对圣灵的认识的喜乐跟平安，能够让别人看见耶稣基督。
Thank you, Father, for this time.
谢谢主，谢谢你，感谢你给我们这段时间。
And may your Spirit continue to work in the third service.
愿你的灵继续在第三堂里面运作。
That many will come to know the name of Jesus here.
更多的人能够认识耶稣基督的宝贵的圣名。
That they will all have a joy that is unspeakable.
他们都会有无可言喻的喜乐。
A joy that is contagious.
有感染性的喜乐。
That many will come through these doors and experience your love for the first time.
每个人大部分的人都会经历你这个无可言喻的喜乐，能够来到你的施恩宝座前。
Thank you, Father, and we give all the glory and honor to you alone.
愿你得着一切的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，其实是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.